What is going on, XAFL Network? We are coming at you on a Wednesday night with an off-season podcast. We just finished up season 66, 67, one of those. I'm surprised I don't know it. I didn't make the banner yet. And we just finished up the Madden 23 cycle. So with me tonight, we have Van and Grizz. How are we doing tonight, fellas?
Good. The Xbox One League is alive and well.
Doing great.
Let's not confuse anyone. We are Xbox Next Gen to all those on the wait list. Make sure you are Xbox Next Gen. But yeah, we're coming at you with an off-season podcast. We thought it'd be kind of fun now that the dust has settled from team selection. The cycle's officially over, so let's do a way too early power rankings. So this will kind of take into account user skill plus your roster kind of off the bat. You know, what the best combination of user route, who knows? Well, we'll see what happens. We're going to alternate. I guess let's just go with the order. I like what Grizz does. Let's just go me, Grizz, Van, because that's the order of the chat there. And we'll go that way. I think this will be interesting. We'll probably just do top 15 to 20-ish.
Yeah.
Because a lot towards the end, I think it's just going to be the worst rosters. With
they're
the,
all just
you know, I think it gets
down there. The Grizzes of the world down there.
we'll do more than 10, but less than 25. We'll see what happens. All right, cool. Let's get it going. I think number one, I think is there's a couple names you can go with here. Lots of good rosters out there. And we are going to say if we can debate it. So if two of us disagree with who the guy picks, we can kind of flip it around or, you know, change the order up. But and number one, I think I'm going to go with Jack just because you get the Bengals roster, which is still kind of juice from their Super Bowl run. The offense is loaded. They added some pieces. I think they lost Jesse Bates on defense. But with that, you free up some cap space. So I think I'm going to go Bengals and Jack, you know, eight-time Super Bowl champion. Just won his third of this last cycle. So I'm going to go Jack at number one. Any comments, disagreements on that?
No, I was going to, if I was number one, that's what I was going to pick.
Same, I agree.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll go jacket one. All right, who Grizz, you're up here. Who you got number two? I think this is kind of where it gets a little interesting.
It's tough. So I'm not really feeling the Vikings roster. You have Tosh there. I haven't really done my research into that roster, I guess, so maybe it's amazing. And then you have, obviously, you have Jiggy. And you have, like, you and Jared are all guys I think you could throw up here. But I think all those rosters are kind of a wash, except maybe Seahawks. But I'll put Jiggy in the Colts here at two, I think. Are you guys feeling the veto or what?
No, I'm agreeing with that.
I don't agree, but I can't veto it. You know?
No, I think user skill pulls this, you know, and until we kind of see what the game looks like. As of right now, they have a six Madden, one of the fastest Madden running backs. You got a freak at quarterback.
I heard Pittman, the running tall quarterbacks receiver. Are going to be crazy. Yeah, and then
yeah,
the tall jump balls are supposed to be back.
Yeah, so I think, and they got a fast rookie defensive end. Like, they got some nice Madden pieces. And then, you know, it's Jiggy. He's going to find a way to make it work. So it'll be interesting. But yeah, I'd agree with that. The user skill is too high to put him any lower than two. I think. Van, you're up number three, sir. Where are you going with this one?
Well, it's a tie, and it's a tie between you and VPD.
Ooh.
Just for a couple of reasons. I've seen you play with a shit quarterback and win, so that the Geno thing doesn't bother me too much. But, you know, V's got that roster, but I'm going to just play it safe and go with the Seahawks, sir.
You go me and the Seahawks. Yeah, I think the DBs on that team are nice. Even, you know, Quandre Diggs, the other safety, is highly rated. So you get him, Jamal Adams, Tariq Woolen, then the other rookie, Witherspoon, a corner. So that'll be fun. I think, I think that'll
Vito.
Be fun. I could, yeah, but the Ravens, what'd you say?
Vito? Vito.
No veto for me, though. So your veto stands alone. If it makes anyone feel better, I was going to go VBD at four here just because the Ravens roster.
Yeah, it was
between, you know, you start to look at the other users. You know, the Pride at the Lions, Brapp the Falcons, Jared the Bucks, I just think when you're talking to the other users who are up there, I'm going to take the one who has the best team too. So I'm going to go, yeah, go VBD and the Ravens at four. Andy just made a Super Bowl and lost, so shout out to him. Congrats on beating Jiggy in the playoffs and then blowing it in the Super Bowl. It's got to be a pretty shitty feeling, huh? Chris, let's go to you for number five.
It's a tough one here. This is the territory you could start to throw like pride and bracket in, like you were saying.
Yeah.
I don't love those rosters off rip, at least, and it's tough. I'll throw Jared up here with the Bucks. I don't know if quarterbacks matter, yeah, and the wide receivers are going to be really good. The DBs will be decent. He has Devin White, Vita Vea, so I think Jared could be here at five.
I'd probably agree, man. Where are you at on this? You agree?
No, yeah. Absolutely 100% agree. Yeah.
I think you could, you can make an argument for other people for sure.
Yeah.
But the Bucks get a bad rap as a roster. Going in. Yeah. Yeah, the Bucks get a bad rap as a roster with Brady leaving, but like everyone else is still there. Like they're, you know, outside of one corner, I think, like Antoine Winfield's a beast. Like, and you still have Baker Mayfield, who's a 95 throw power, you know, quarterback.
Yeah, are you even going to notice the difference between him and Brady?
I think you're going to be happier with him than Brady, I think. A little more, movement on him. And then Jared's coming off a really good cycle, dude. Where, you know, he went to the Super Bowl. He beat Jiggy in the Super Bowl. He almost went to another. He's had a couple, you know, where he lost to Jack. Him and Jack had a fun rivalry throughout the playoffs. Throughout this cycle. So he's coming off a really good cycle. And he did a good job.
I think he's going to have lot of free time, too. So I think he's going to be able to – me and him always like to play Ultimate Team in, like, the first 2 weeks while the league's waiting to start. So I think he's going to learn. Like you said, he picks up. Like, yep. He actually noticed what's going on in the game.
He picks up on it. And it's not exploiting it, but he finds where it works and different things like that. So
yeah,
he's a to beat. Yeah, Van, where are you going? Number six here.
Not anxiety.
Catching his tray. Wow. I like it.
No.
Wow.
So what number are we? What number?
Six.
We're at number six. I can send you the order if you want.
No, I got the order. I just forgot where we were. I was just listening. So if I don't say this right now, he's going to freaking beat my ass all cycle, but I got to put Tosh and the Vikings there.
Yeah, definitely agree. Yeah, if not higher.
Yeah, I'd agree. Yep, I think if Jared just didn't have as good of a cycle as he did with playoff success, I think, Tosh could definitely have pushed, Tosh still had like the third or fourth most wins, I think, this cycle. He just didn't. Really? He didn't care about a Super Bowl. Yeah, he was. Definitely top five in wins this cycle. His division stunk, but you still got to play other games. He made it to a Super Bowl, lost to Jiggy.
He's going to have more time, right?
Yeah, first cycle he's not coaching, and then first cycle this was the first cycle that he didn't win a Super Bowl since he's been here, I believe. So
Jefferson's going to go off. I feel like.
I think he's gonna come back with some, little extra motivation for not winning one this past season. All right.
Now it's getting really tough. You know, we were just going.
This is tough. Because I do think you can start to have teams pull users up here rather than users pull teams up. Busy's an interesting one to me because that Dolphins roster is so sweet. With so much speed,
I would have no problem if Busy finished how he started. I would have no problem throwing him this high.
Yeah, but I don't think I'm gonna go there. I think.
It's tough.
I think I'm gonna go.
It's kind of just picking a roster.
I'm going to go Brapp and the Falcons.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I like the Falcons Madden roster better than the Lions roster right now. I still think user matters more than team at this point. And Brapp's going off a pretty good cycle too, where he would have probably, I don't know if he would have won the Super Bowl, but the year that Jared won it, Brapp basically had that game won and blew it. He looked right at Jared's user and still threw the flat swing route, and Jared just picked it up and took the house, and that was a ball game. Like, it just, he was in position to just let the clock run out, win the game, and just blew it. So, I'll go Brapp here. That Falcons roster, Bijan Robinson, Desmond Ridder's a sweet man in quarterback. The speed. Yeah.
I hate playing Brapp because he can score so fast. So, like, no matter how much you're up, it doesn't matter. He can come back like that quarter. It's stressful playing him.
We got Grady Jarrett at D tackle there in Atlanta, which Brapp's going to just user him all cycle long. So we'll go. Yeah, I'll go Brapp at 7 here with the Falcons. Chris, we're on to you, sir.
Tough.
It's tough. You're reading through and it's just.
I like Van Pride bracket here that I'm seeing. J-Mo kind of had a up and down roster or up and down cycle. He finished strong though.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have Busy. It's so tough. There's like nothing good about the Pats, right? Season one?
No.
Corners. You got some fast corners, but we don't know much about the game though.
Right.
This might get vetoed. I think you guys. Am I going J-Mo here because I love the Panthers roster? Am I getting vetoed? He finished strong, didn't he? Like, a lot of wins in the last couple of years.
My only issue with J-Mo is he finished like 7 games over 500. So, like, his cycle was extremely average.
Let's go Pride.
I would probably agree with that.
Yeah, I go Pride, yeah.
I think J-Mo. Dude, when J-Mo's on, he's tough to beat. Like, these last two seasons, he was putting together, you know.
He just cooked me, games. And I gave it everything I have, and he blasted.
Van just beat him down, though. So, I don't know. So, we'll go. Yeah, I agree. So we'll go 8.
Yeah, he's got – he's really going to use, like, Raw. He might even flip Jameson for something off-rip. But if not, I can see him getting involved. And
you get, you get Jahmyr Gibbs, the 95-speed running back.
Yes, that's going to be deadly. Behind, right.
And who knows? You know, they're saying offensive lines can make a difference. The Lions have a really well-rated offensive line.
Is he going to use Goff for, like, the 26-year-old rookie?
I think you go Hendon Hooker because they gave him
He's using Hooker.
They gave him a bunch of speed, dude, which is pretty wild.
He's got some good accuracies, 90 throw power.
The read option and stuff like that with those two, that's going to be deadly.
And then St. Brown is like Pride's ideal receiver. He's like just 90 speed, but like that guy's going to run so many drags.
I said that too.
Wild.
Yeah, he's going to kill it with him.
So that was Grizz Van. You're up here, I believe. Number 9.
I think right now I beat up J-Mo pretty good there on the last week. So I can't put him above
recency bias.
Yeah. I won't argue. You can pick yourself. You can pick yourself.
No, I'm not going to pick myself. I'm actually going to go with a little bit of a prediction here. If we're going by
right, I got my veto ready.
Yeah. I'd put Grizz here over me and J-Mo.
Oh, no shot. Veto. Yeah.
I'll veto as well, just because Grizz vetoed himself.
To play offense, I would agree with you, but I have to play offense, so I got to veto that.
I think to be up here at this point, I think we need to see more winning seasons. I do think you about a prediction, you're probably right, but we're talking, you know, kind of right now in the current state, I think.
I love the confidence in me, though. I'm feeling that. So I'm going to carry that with me.
Yeah.
I got the division badly a couple of times this year, and that could be really.
And when you're in a division with someone, too, because he did it to me when we were NFC East, and it was like I'd watch him do stupid shit against other users all cycle long, and then he plays me, and it's like, why do we have 3-point games all the time? But you get blown out by whoever else. Like,
I don't, it's fucking brutal. So
I took that personally.
Yeah, so, I'm like, what is this garbage?
I don't care. I think he watches. I think he pays more attention than what he lets on, too.
Everyone gets.
No, I promise you, this cycle I really didn't pay attention that much, but next cycle I really am going to.
Well, that
the last cycle was when I was Eagles and Regan was Seahawks. I watched a bunch of Twitch on that cycle.
I remember that. Yeah, you had stuff kind of figured out there. All right, yeah. How does
Vito work then? Like, okay,
Who else would you go with here, man? Who else would you? I would go with.
We still got Brackett, J-Mo, Van.
Yeah, I would go Van because I think that Packers roster is sweet. And I just think that over
the NWS Patriots roster, every other season.
Yeah. Van, who else would you throw here? I would say you.
It was between me and J-Mo, and I'll take me over J-Mo because of the roster, not because
of me. I'm not a huge fan of the Panthers roster right now.
Neither am I.
Just got that corner with the speed. Oh no, he's gone.
Yeah,
he does have Dante Jackson and Barno. And he still has Brian Burns, but like I don't know, the receivers stink.
No, with that corner, DJ, I like it way less.
Yeah, I think and you know, not that this matters, but they have no picks because of the Bryce Young trade.
Right.
Which is just a horrible reason to I'd go Van at nine. Chris, is that
Yeah, I like that. I like that. He's in a tough. That's the worst division, top to bottom.
This isn't being self-deprecating. I could finish last in that division a whole bunch of times.
Who's the?
I reckon.
Yeah, you could, but yeah.
I think you'll see almost everyone finish in all four spots in that division. It'll be interesting to see. All right, then go back to me.
I don't know anything about like Chaos and Quacks and Badger.
No,
those guys are tough, and that's kind of the you know the tough part about being new in the league. You don't get to be as fun on the shows yet because no one's really seen you. You know, right now, like people are coming in and playing against teams that have been built all cycle with teams that they didn't build, and it's just a different thing, but. You know, Quacks and Chaos are both in the playoff mix. I think they both made the playoffs one of these last two seasons. Badger was on vacation the whole last season, really, so you didn't get to see much from him. Dude, Smitty with the Browns roster, that's an interesting.
I completely overlooked Smitty, honestly.
That's a sick roster. You know, not taking into account cap situation and all that and the division he's in with Jack and VVD, but I think he will be up for the. But I'm not going to him, no chance.
Yeah, not in that division.
So I think here I'm going to go, and you guys can let me know if you disagree or not. I'm going Busy over Brackett.
I'm okay with that because of the roster, yeah.
Yes, and it's
– Familiarity with the team already.
Yeah, I think they've had some close games. I think right now we're talking current power ranking. Mac Jones stinks. The Patriots roster? No, not one bit. But I respect him because he's a fan and he took him. So, but yeah, I'll go Busy at 10 here. He's coming off his best cycle. People don't realize how many games he won. He was the one seed in the AFC. He won a division that had Pride and Jack in it. I'm gonna go. Although he did have some up and down seasons, top 10 picks at some point. But I'll go Busy here. At number 10 and grows around to you.
This is tough. Like, we got Irek sitting there, Smitty.
Did Brackett get picked or no?
We have Brackett.
Yeah, right. So there you go. I think it's Brackett here.
I think cycle to cycle. Wait, are we doing like projecting kind of like a cycle of success?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, and then Brackett. Early seasons. I don't really love the Patriots, but he still competes for the division.
Yeah, I have no matter what metric you're going by here, I wouldn't veto Brackett being picked. I wouldn't also.
And if we're going uniform rankings, he's top five.
Dude, Patriots uniforms.
Love Patriots.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll go. Okay, bracket at 11. Man, we're on to you, man. Number 12. This is getting tough. Someone's gonna have to think about picking Boomston.
I think I gotta go with IREC here. He's too good of a user to push past this.
So you're going IREC at 12.
Yeah.
I like that.
Chris. Yeah, I don't it's interesting because you start to see, the rosters, Chargers roster. Really nice. Is Quack, what's Quack's gonna do with it? Tide Pod in the Niners roster. Tide Pod was in a super tough division.
He got better too.
Oh, for sure, dude.
He got better.
All right, so that's
so tough now.
Yeah, so 12 IREC with the Bears. I think, Justin Fields alone makes that team and that offense kind of nice. So
yeah, and he's going to be excited to have an Ohio State guy as quarterback.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Who picked him?
That division sucks, bro. I want no part of that division.
Who, every third year?
That was Van.
So it's me now?
Yeah, shoot.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to go. I think I have to go J-Mo here.
Wait a second. That's that whole division in the top 12,
all,
right?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Fuck.
It's going to be a good one. You should have the last one.
I think that I was smart and escaped last year just to walk into this.
Yeah. This.
But I don't think it's a competitive division is what makes it fun, though. It's, I don't think the same guy's going to finish last place every year.
No shot.
So, you might miss the playoffs, but I do think you'll see, a lot of times three guys making it from that division. All right, I'm going to go J-Mo here at 13.
Yeah. Yeah, that was my pick.
Yeah, at some point. Now I start to stack them up against Boone, NWS, Quacks, and I just think defensively that roster's pretty nice. Even without Kalen Barnes, you still have J.C. Horn and Dante Jackson, and then you throw Jeremy Chinn and then the two fast ends and Barno and Burns. Offensively, I think Bryce Young's going to be nice, and you do get DJ Shark, who's a 6'4", 94 speed receiver. You get Miles Sanders, Eagles trash. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, I think, for season one, heading into season one, I'm going to go J-Mo here. That was 13. Do you want me to send you the list?
No, you're good.
Okay.
I got
so now it's clear.
Hear me out. I'm not going to pick it, but
I got my
Quinnen Williams under
Guac
Thumbs here. Aaron Rodgers.
I think
we're in Guac territory now for this cycle. How much he improved, cycle to cycle to cycle, has been insane. But I still think it is a little too early with some of these. I don't know about Quacks. He has a deadly roster out there, at least for a season until everyone leaves in free agency. Then Nyree's sitting there, but I hate that roster.
Yeah.
Nyree and Boone
could both, both are decent, but the rosters are so bad.
I might have to go. Smitty and the Browns here.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
You won't hear me disagree on that one. He was, you can say what you want about the NFC East this cycle, but it kind of got not strong, but better towards the end.
Competitive.
Of the cycle.
Yeah.
And he was still the guy usually winning it. Outside of his vacations, I think the second to last season and stuff, he was, the guy winning that one. So,
NWS is another guy we could start to think about in this area, too.
He's my pick next.
He's lit some seasons up, for sure.
Yeah.
And, dude, the thing, Smitty, he says stupid stuff in chat, but he doesn't really back down.
He's just trolling.
And him and BBD have a little history of a couple cycles now.
So. Yeah, I like it. He'll just play anyone. He doesn't care. I like that.
Yeah, no. Too. And, dude, the Browns roster is still sick for Madden.
Garrett is still I check under my bed for Myles Garrett this cycle.
You
still
got
this season.
Miles, JOK, you still have Denzel Ward.
And somehow Amari's like a 95 because he played for Dallas.
Greg Newsom. Newsom just steps in for your Williams hole. That roster is sweet. So I have no problem with that. And then
where did Greedy Williams go? NWF. I didn't follow that move.
Was it the Vikings?
Was it the Eagles?
Oh, he did go to the Eagles. That's right. Shit. Dude, everyone's on the Eagles.
Everybody.
Especially if they went to Georgia.
Can't wait. All right, to man, go you're 6-11.
Yeah.
NWS.
I think you gotta put him here just for the fact that he has some seasons that are just killer.
So that's 15. Do we wanna go 20?
Yeah.
Do you think we can get to 20?
Yep.
If we're going to 20, Guac's hitting, he's getting in it.
All right, I'm going.
I might
go
hit my next pick.
I'm up here. Busy's gone. I'm Jack. The Rams are dead last. So let's go.
Birds. Man. No, I'm just kidding. It's still too early.
Dude, I don't know because that roster. You know what? Yeah, let me go Grizz here, dude.
I think that's
too low. Yeah, we know you ended up at like 4 or something, wherever you put him.
Can I overcome the 35 picks? That's the question. 35 to 45 interceptions.
I'm going with the Eagles roster and you in your division. I think you're gonna have a very successful season one. I think you, like you said, J-Mo and Jared get on the sticks and play a lot.
I'm trying to do hammer season one with the Eagles, run it back all the way to the Super Bowl. Everybody I play in playoffs goes on vacation, and there I am.
Couple quick sims. All right, we'll go Grizz at 16 here. I think it's your turn.
Well, if I'm there, I don't think it's crazy to put Guac after me because he just blasted me.
So you're going
Guac. And he's an elite user defensive tackle. He really is.
You go Guac over Boone.
Yeah, with Jets versus Cardinals and how I played them two last cycle.
I don't know.
Boone is a playoff team.
I'd much rather play Boone than Guac all day. Guac will destroy me with the user DT. Boone's going to do what?
Guac has won like 25 games.
Bro, throw Guac over there. He'll make the same amount of playoffs as Boone did.
I think you're treating Guac.
I might veto Guac here. If you throw over 45 picks in a season, you cannot go into my top 25.
I'm gonna veto too.
Let me go Quacks and Chargers then.
I'll go. That's good.
Okay.
I think Guac is close. I need to see better decision making.
He does run that tight end attack like 4 times a game.
Dude, and now he loves the triple option. Holy
oh
shit.
Yeah, I hate those where he's getting tackled and he laterals
option.
It.
Oh fuck yeah, you get every triple option 2 times. Every single one in the game, he's got it.
He runs 2 in a row, so you're like, I'm good here, and then he runs again.
Whenever he gets a pistol, I'm like, all right, I'm spreading everybody out. I'm here, fucking comes.
He'll never run it again. There's no fucking way he'll run it again.
Rodgers isn't doing that, is he?
I wonder, dude. Zach Wilson had decent speed though in this cycle.
Yeah, Rodgers has 80.
But no, you're
978 or something.
Rodgers with that release is nuts. Yeah, I can't go wrong. I'll agree with Quax. I think Quax.
Haters.
We can look back at this list. I think we can look back at this list. And see, why did we have to charge the Quack so low eventually? But who knows? Van, it's you.
Yeah, I got to put Boone here.
I'd agree with that. He's going to be absolutely furious that he's 18, I think.
But the Cardinals roster? Why?
Yeah, that's the only thing. The Cardinals roster stinks. You do have some fast little receivers, Isaiah Simmons, but like their pass rush is horrible.
The defensive line on that team is fucking terrible. Dude. Sorry, Busy. Really terrible.
I think Boone is a better roster creeps up, but he also had a terrible start to the cycle. I don't know if he finished above 500.
I could put him like 10 with a good roster, but with the cards.
Yeah. He made his, I think he's made the last 4 playoffs.
He probably has a wild card team, though, honestly, if you look at the division. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think, yeah, that I no argument from you there. And then, all right, I think.
Is this the last three?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, three, yeah. So this is interesting to me. We've mentioned Nyree a lot, but there's been no mention of Ebanks, who finished with a better cycle-long record than Nyree, obviously in a worse division.
I just think he's playing for a wild card there, and...
But you're getting the Jags roster, who everyone was super high on, too.
Yeah.
Jack or VBD's taking a wild card already.
Yeah.
Then what are the other ones?
But both of them, I mean, both of them aren't. They're both in the same division, Texans, Jets.
No, I know. I'm saying they're one of them's taking a – Jiggy's taking the div. Yeah. Wild card's already locked.
I think they will only have one team make it. I think you'll get two from the AFC North. I think you'll get who's the other one? I thought there was
– Is Chaos going to make it with the Broncos?
I don't know. He's a wild card. Dude, Chaos's last season was nice. His touchdown interception ratio was super low. Tight end was catching too many passes.
And I could see two getting out of the AFC East as well. Busier bracket. So
yeah. I'm saying Ebanks. You guys can veto me if you want. He just ran for 2,000 yards.
I don't feel strong enough to veto. Yeah, he can run the ball for sure.
And I don't think he can play defense to save his life. Where Nyree can play defense, but Nyree can't score to save his life. And now you're throwing Nyree in there with his best receiver being like John Mattie or Nico Collins. Like, oof. Yeah, and that'll be a fun rivalry because I think you get the two buddies here. I'm going Ebanks over Nyree. So that's 19. So we only got one more.
Okay, Van, who do we want? It's committee here. I was kind of thinking if Ebanks is in, maybe Nyree here.
Yeah, I think if Nyree sticks to a fucking plan, sorry, Fizzy. If Nyree sticks to a, plan, he's way better. It's just he's all over the map, and it really held him back. And I think he's got a young enough roster, maybe to stick to like that QB and things like that. So yeah, I think Nyree here.
He was so strong to start the cycle, and he blasted me like every game, but everybody did. But he traded away a couple of guys like he couldn't recreate. Like, what's that dude's name? Cine or whatever.
Yeah, Cine and Chris Lawrence, that DB he drafted and traded the bracket.
If he kept those guys, and I know his DB still did well, but man, if he kept those guys and
it was weird,
played, I don't know.
Dude, he would like win 10 games and then like blow up the roster. And I was like, hold on.
Like he's like one of the best defensive users we got.
Yeah, he's
coverage stuff. Like he'll play the purple as the outside corner.
Dude, loves the purple. It's so funny. Because everyone else stays out of it because you have to fucking strafe to get all the way out there real slow.
Yeah.
I've tested him on some corners when he's in the purple and it was no good.
I was gonna say that's the advantage of using that one is you can guard the outside routes that are deeper there because they jump so high and you can still stop the flat routes or whatever else. So you guys agree on Nyree then?
Yeah, he would be out front of Brappen.
I think so. You veto?
No.
Like you said, Guac, I think Chaos, I think Badger makes noise.
I can't say Guac again. I was kicked out of the show for it.
No, I'm not putting Guac here. He's in the conversation. I think
I like Beast with the Cowboys here, too.
That's what I was just about to say. That Cowboys roster is nasty, and Beast has improved every season. Who else? ARV and the Giants. ARV just hasn't – dude, he was bottom of the barrel this Madden. I just can't.
Yeah, I wouldn't put him based off how we just ended. I wouldn't put him this high, but I wouldn't be shocked if he wins the division the first season either. You know what I mean?
Well, then
he gets it going. Saquon.
Because now I'm looking at the best teams that we didn't pick. You have the Chiefs with the revival. I did not see enough. I don't. You can say what you want about the roster with the Saints, but like
49ers, anyone can, roster.
Dude. Anyone can win with any roster.
Broncos,
at least some games, like you can't be going 2, 3, 4 win seasons and then all of a sudden think you get the Chiefs and you're going to win 12 games, maybe season 1 you do because we're all figuring it out. But I
saying I'm in trouble with the Eagles.
No, because you play competitive games.
No.
Along the way.
I'm screwed.
Right, yeah.
It'll be fun,
Niners,
though.
Niners is interesting because that roster is loaded.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Who else? I'm trying to look
if
at
they
the
take
top.
Black helmets out, though, because of the new helmet rules, I'm leaving. I want to rock the black, white, black so bad.
Yeah, dude, the NFL needs to get with the program bad.
Dude, what the
bad.
That's so stupid. They initially saying it was like a safety thing, and you needed helmet for the season.
Yeah, I don't know what. I've heard so many different excuses about it. And
there's no good reason. There's none.
Like, dude, the Lions are going to look so stupid in a blue helmet and then gray jersey, gray pants. It makes no sense. And they're wearing it twice this year.
We only did 20, but let's do 32. Who's 32 going in? It's Steelers.
I'm going Steelers and Versa. Yeah, I'm going Steelers and Versa just because.
I'm sorry, man.
He just hasn't. Roster's butt cheeks, and then he just hasn't proven anything yet. So,
I'll do the 32 as long as I don't pick 32. I'm fine.
No, we don't have to go the rest of the way. We'll let everyone else be in the same group. They're all number 21.
You're all
versus 32, according to Grizz.
You're all participating.
Hey, you agreed.
this will be interesting, though, to look back because I am curious. Like, the Broncos.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have it so wrong. So many teams are going to ball out. Dude, so many teams are going to collapse. Yeah.
See, for all those guys who haven't been here for the start of a cycle, season one is the best because crazy shit happens. And that Survivor's over by like week three. And it's just like,
I love season one, bro.
Me too.
We can see like Guac versus Beast in the Super Bowl. And it wouldn't be that crazy because it's season one.
You could have gave Hammer a 99 overall roster to start a cycle, and I would have never picked him to make a Super Bowl. Ever. Not one. Would have never even considered.
Dude, that was wild.
Yeah. And like, the only knock on that is the force win against Wings in the conference championship.
I thought he got like two. Did he just get one?
No, he beat VVD and beat Jiggy back to back.
Oh, he's certified then.
But then, yeah, Wings would have popped him. Yeah, Wings would have popped him. Well, who knows?
I don't know. He beat Wings' dad, so I think he's good to go.
Wings and Hammer run the same.
You know who we forgot? Rob. With the Bills, Rob plays nasty defense out there in Houston.
Dude, Bills and Chiefs rosters are nice. I just don't think
I didn't say Chiefs. I said Bills. Rob.
Yeah.
Chris, we're going to video you talking about them.
Van, where do you got Rob at?
Don't stuff it.
All right.
Doesn't throw picks and he kind of plays like Nyree sometimes and just tries to win with defense. And he's tough to beat when he does that.
I just need to see what offensive scheme he's running this morning. Because if it's that garbage in this cycle, Rob's at 31.
Allen's going to average 3.9.
If Josh Allen's getting 12 carries a game, it's for 22 yards.
Well, those quarterback injuries now. Even he's a big, strong guy, but
Rob's
he might go down.
Quarterback this cycle would have died. That man would have not made it like two broken legs.
Dude, I'm so excited.
He'd be rocking the Tua. He'd be rocking the new Tua helmet with so many concussions he had, you know?
All the Eagles needed was black pants and a black helmet, and now they have like a solid selection of unis instead of the same stuff every time.
I'm pretty pumped with the Hawks because I can go a couple different.
The throwbacks.
Normal
are
ones
sweet.
On the throwbacks. Yeah. So we get
man,
some
you're screwed uni wise, huh?
I wish I could join this conversation.
Dude, no. You,
you got green Packers, and yellow.
As the Packers, you just have to commit, and every other game, bro, you got to just go all yellow. You got to yellow out. Even if it looks shitty, you just yellow out roll.
No.
You
I
have
don't agree.
To. You just have to.
How often are you going to wear the throwbacks? That's what I want to know.
No,
one
not,
season,
if you wear,
never.
If you, blue, no. if you wear those blue and brown ones,
they're so ugly.
I'm booting you from the league.
They're terrible.
You gotta rock
them sometimes. I don't mind the all green. The all green's all right, but like, that's
yeah, no, dude. All greens, all yellows. You got it. You have to mix it up somehow, or else they'll hate your life.
Oh man, I was this team 2 years ago, and
I
kind of
yeah, that's wild.
Dude, it was killing me when I was a Packers. At least the Niners, I think, like red and white and stuff, you can make work a little bit more, but.
Who's got the worst uni as far as selection goes for 24?
Steelers.
I
hate
it. Could be Steelers.
I hate
Packers.
It's not even a shot at me.
What about the Bumblebees?
Those are probably their best ones, and they're ugly as shit too.
Their color rush, actually, their color rush isn't bad.
The color rush is cool, dude. I hate the Steelers logo more than anything.
What even is it? You got
fucking blue dots and red dots and shit, and like
you hate the receivers. You hate Kenny Pickett.
I don't hate the receivers. The receivers are a good receiving corps. You just said they were like elite or some shit. And I said no, they're good, not great.
But they were dogs.
Yeah, I said they're a good receiving corps. Kenny Pickett, me and you disagree on. We don't have to go down that road.
No, let's just leave that. Okay, so who has the second worst then? Fuck.
Packers.
I'm gonna go. Dude, no, I'm going Browns.
Yeah, not Packers, it's Browns for sure.
Your fucking logo is
they got the white helmet now though.
Yeah, dude, but your logo is an orange fucking helmet, dude. And you're called it just pisses me off. The whole thing pisses me off. The Rams are I hate the Rams too. Bone.
Nah, Rams are sweet.
The dirty you got fucking bone. They're white Rams jerseys. Their equipment manager forgot to wash their white uniforms.
And they don't change the color. They don't change the color of the patch, it's just bright white.
It drives me nuts, dude.
No, that's bad. But yeah, I like Rams unis.
I don't like the Commanders get lucky. They get saved by the all black uniforms.
Yeah, I like the black. The gradient, letters drive me nuts.
Like the one off most ugly might be the Eagles blue and yellow heinous thing. You know I'm gonna rock it once or twice.
You piss me off when you wear like a normal uniform and then you throw on the blue and yellow socks.
Dude, that's in like May when I'm like 40 and 130 on the cycle.
You got like the all black and then you have a blue and yellow helmet. And I'm like, I turn the game off. I'm like, all right, this is just throwing street. We don't hammer it. I mean, he's just throwing street the whole game. Like, he's not even playing this game.
Pat's throwback is so clean.
I'm not a fan of the Bucks uniforms.
I don't love the Bucks. J-Mo thinks they're nice.
J-Mo really likes them. I don't know. They're the pewter or whatever it is, the grayish, brownish ones are kind of cool. It's like a I think they just have the one helmet. They do have the throwbacks, right? The creamsicles.
Yeah, they're wearing them this year too. So
they're new fresh creamsicles. Yeah.
What about as a Niners user? What do you think about the Niners?
I like some the green Niners, ones though. The only problem is the all black. You have to wear
the gold
red helmet. Or the gold helmet. Yeah, and it's just
the red uni with the white. Yeah, number with the big black outline. Those are sweet.
Yeah, they have their throwbacks are nice, and the all white color rush is kind of cool looking.
All white's nice.
Raiders can get old, but they're clean.
Gamo hates the Raiders.
They don't have a lot going on.
The all white Raiders are nice.
I think the white color rush with the gray numbers.
Ooh, Broncos got that white helmet. I forgot about that, and they already had really good set.
Broncos is sweet. Bears. Do we like the Bears?
Yeah.
Bears have the orange.
They're all right.
There's just not a lot of options. You got the alternate orange jersey, and that's it.
They got an orange helmet now, I think.
They got that the Michigan like winged helmet with the.
I don't think it looks good.
No, I'm not. And it doesn't match the rest of the jersey. It's weird.
Patriots, though. They go. I love the blue throwback.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, the blue throwback and the red unis, and they have silver and color rush.
So many different white.
White color rush.
Dude, they have so many jerseys. I'm telling you, that's why I almost picked them.
Red helmet.
Yeah.
Wait, is it a red helmet or is it a white helmet with that old logo with the red stripe? That's what it is.
Yeah, you could go so many different variations of all white. You could go a ton of red.
I'm telling you, the unis made Spriggs, you know? You look good, you feel good.
They have gray too. Like you can just throw in so many options. It's wild. Chargers still my favorite. I like Carolina.
Yeah.
Seahawks, obviously.
Oh, are we still doing a show?
We are. Yeah. We can end this. This could go on a while. Keith, you got a little power ranking and some uniform power ranking as well. But thank you guys for tuning in. Craig, you are out of here, and we will see you soon with some Madden 24 action. See you, fellas.